The part that we are now going to look is how we can emulate multi-touch. So therefore there is an open source library on CodePlex. So if you go to Internet Explorer and you type in multi-touch vista.codeplex.com. So that's really a library that enables you to really plug in multiple mouses so that you can emulate multi-touch. Yeah. Maybe it's worth to try it out. So what you need to do is, of course, download it. And you will see here is a link with a step-by-step instruction. So the only thing you have to do is install a driver, but you don't have to reboot. So that's a good thing. So if you go there, I have it also on slide, but I will show it in here. It's really not so difficult. So if you extract the zip file that you have downloaded from Multi-Touch Vista on CodePlex, then you go to the x64-32 folder, dependent on your system. And there you simply need to execute install driver command. Yeah. Be aware that you need administrator rights to do that, so you have to launch the command prompt with administrator rights. After that, you simply go to the device manager and you select the universal software HID device, and you simply have to disable and enable it, probably to prevent that you need to reboot. And then simply, if that is installed, you have to launch some console applications that will really simulate multi-touch. So I will show it here on this computer. So what I did is already downloaded the zip file, installed the driver. So normally if I go to the device manager, you have here the human interfaces devices and here. So this one will be installed if you install that driver. Yeah, on CodePlex. Then, after that, you have to launch the multi-touch service console.exe. After that, the driver console.exe. And after that, the configuration WPF. But configuration WPF is not always necessary. It's dependent how you want your input device. So we will try that out here. So I have here connected one mouse. Now I have here another mouse that I connect. Then, so I simply made here shortcuts to the library in here. So if you extract the zip file that is on CodePlex, you will see the corresponding zip files that you need to launch in here. So first, you have to launch the service console. Yeah. After that, the driver console. And after that, the WPF shortcut. So, but I need to change something. So I have to select here multiple mice, yeah. To say I want to have that input provider, let's say we start service. And normally, you see here I have one bullet here, and the other one is in here, yeah. And maybe I can try. Right.
both reacting on mouse events, or one mouse and touch, and the
no,
other?
No, it's two touch events.
So mouse events are gone now.
Yeah. But sometimes, wait, I will restart it again. Sometimes it's, you see, if I click here, it doesn't click where I want it to be. Yeah? So I think it's because of the restart service, so I will do it again. But now I don't need, because it was, first it was default on the TUIO. I will show that later. But now it's default on multiple mice. So I'll try it again. So multitouch in .NET. You see, now I have directly the two mouse pointers. And yeah, that's and the other one. So normally, you see, now it reacts. Now it really points to where my button is. To where my red dot is. So maybe I will try to launch, for example, the sketch view, I think. You see, I really now have to do like when I do the touch, in the sense of I wanted to do a right click, but now I really need to long click to have the right mouse event. The right mouse event. So of course now a little bit cumbersome, but simply to show you. It can be handy to do some basic tests. If you don't have a touchscreen, then you are still able to do some things. So, wait, I will do it like that. So I can take this, and now I can zoom in, zoom out. I can take one to drag and drop, but I can also, of course, do it with the other one. But now I have the ability to rotate, to scale down, and so on. Yeah. Normally, I think you can even connect three mouses, but then it becomes difficult. Then you need another person to help. But with the two gestures, it works. So I will try to now choose this one. Restart service. But there are also other ways to do multi-touch. So I will close this down again. So what I did, it was something I saw on the internet. Maybe I will show it the YouTube movie. And that was something I needed to try out. I think it's something like that. Yeah. Maybe you've already seen it. Okay. So it's to build an own multi-touch device. Yeah. So normally it's not so difficult. It's really with basic elements or basic utilities that you can really also create your own multi-touch device. And then you can even emulate more than two fingers, three or four or five. So you take simply a piece of paper. You take some folie so that it is a little bit more robust. Then you take, for example, a little box. Of course, the only thing what you need is a web camera. The webcam, so that you really place into the middle of your box. Uh, And what you then simply do is putting over the the paper. And what it really does, it the webcam, so when you mouse over your, when you touch the fingers on your on the paper, then there is some color differences, of course, or black and gradient differences. And then with some software, he can process these images, and it can process them to mouse events. So if you are doing your stuff, you can see it on the monitor. And with a little bit of luck, I can show you that. So what I did is, I took a box of bread, a bread box. It says it, brood. So what I did simply is, you have here the top. I made a hole in it, and I simply put paper on it with plakband, tape. And in the middle is simply a web camera, a webcam. And that's the only thing. So do it like that. And that's also something that you can do with the multi-touch Vista. So,
But then you generate two events?
What?
Then you generate with multi-touch Vista. You generate two events? But is Windows capable of handling two events?
Yes. Or what do you think? It's is there a constraint or?
Well, if you're going to show it, apparently it's working.
I hope so that it works again. That he doesn't
have a two-year consumer.
A two-year consumer.
Yeah, that is the driver,
but I use another software. I use it's called Community Cure Vision or something like that, yeah? Okay.
And then you generate two new events.
Yeah, yeah.
Then the multi-touch Vista is capturing.
Capturing, them. Indeed.
And it's translated to Windows 7 native event?
Yeah. Well, in the sense of, if I try it out on my WPF samples, for example, if I put three fingers on it, I see really three dots. Instead of, if I do it here, I see only two dots. So I'm guessing so it really translates to touch events. So what we need to do is first is to launch the application of the Community Core Vision. And normally if I put here my fingers, you see here, but you see that I need to calibrate it a little bit because the conditions are here different. So so I hope I can calibrate it in a good way. So it's really a little bit trying out with the parameters. So you can really try out the amplify, but you see that it's too much. You can make it less. But it's, I think, here in this case, it's better to have it not enabled. The smoothness you can provide. But you see, it can detect multiple fingers. Yeah. Normally, what should be done, what should be now, is you should see IDs in here. And that's not the case, so I will try. Hier, ja. Ik heb het nog niet. Ah ja, zie je nu? Now there are coming IDs, and that's of course important. Then they are. Wacht, de max dan ook misschien minder zetten. So, of course, it's a little bit of trying out, but you have something now that you can test with. And now you will see here the communication, so you can even use it. Flash supports also multi-touch gestures, multi-touch. And there you can also say send events to the Flash application. Yeah? But here in that case we are using TOE. So therefore we need to launch the multi-touch Vista. So if we launch this one and this one, and then an application, I think this one we can use. Wait, I need this one also. So hopefully I will see some dots in here. Sometimes it's away, but you see? Wait, I will try with one here. Yeah, the parameters are not that good, but you see? Now I'm really working with the breadbox multi-touch device. That way you can also experiment without trying with the mouse, or if you have the need for multiple fingers, because here, if I do it here, I have my two fingers, but three doesn't work. And here I can even test it with three, you see? So there are no hardware limitations here on my breadbox. Just to show you, I found it amusing. So, and it's really not difficult. The only thing you need is a webcam. Okay. So that's simply the installation steps that you need to do if you want to use the multi-touch Vista. So that's something I demoed. Now there is another way to simulate multiple mouse pointers is with the multipoint SDK. I don't think it's so popular, but if you Google it, you will find it, and there are even some sample applications for education that really, in a classroom of 50 students, that they have all an own mouse, and that you can really create applications that receive all these mouse events, and that you can, for example, that can be useful for doing some... So vragenlijsten, questionnaires. Yeah. So, but here we can also use it for the for simulating mouse. So I will show that. So what I did, it was somebody wrote already something to do that, but it was not backwards compatible anymore because there was a new version. But what you simply need to do is a simple library that you need to reference, and it has some already the glue code for you to capture all the mouse events and to translate it to touch events. Yeah? And how to use it is simply that if you have your application, it always practically inherits from Windows, yeah? And then you simply need to inherit from multi-point touch window. Yeah? So in all these sample applications, for example in here, and we have here a main window. Right. So what you simply need to do is reference that DLL, and change it to multi-point device window. Yeah. So what does that look like? So I set here, set a starter project. Of course, then I need a second mouse. And that's indeed a little bit simpler than the multi-touch Vista CodePlex stuff, because then you need to launch the console applications and things like that. But here, you even have three mouses. But you see here, automatically it generates two mouse pointers, and there you can also do your stuff or your gestures. Yeah. This one, if you have a WPF application, because I don't think it works on a Silverlight, this is more accurate and more simpler in development. It's simply a matter of inheriting from Windows or from the other one. I would propose to use that for development. But even further, yeah, I would even propose to buy a monitor that is touch enabled to try out your application, because first I was trying to always copy my code to the Slate device, but that's really cumbersome if you are doing some tests and things like that. So it's really a good investment to invest in a multi-touch monitor so that you can really attach your desktop computer, which is much more powerful, to do some programming stuff. That was my experience when I started to try out. Okay, and that's also something that we have seen. So that's the multi-touch, that you also can create your own multi-touch device. So now we know how to emulate multi-touch. So now we are going to see what is available in WPF for manipulating touch events and things like that. So the first thing is the raw multi-touch events. So you really have to be aware that inside WPF there are two kinds of APIs. There is the raw touch API, and this is really the low level, in the sense of you really get simply the X and Y coordinates with the size and position and things like that and timestamp. But sometimes it's useful and you need that. Besides that, you have also the manipulation API. And what is that? It really helps you for doing gestures or other things, but you have really a lot of data in the sense of X and Y coordinates, and in most of the cases it doesn't mean anything. And what the manipulation API does, it tries to translate that to rotation, translations, and things like that, so that you can really work with that. Otherwise you have to really implement that yourself with matrices and a lot of mathematics, but that is done for you. So you have on the one hand X and Y coordinates, and the other hand you have it's a kind of abstraction of all these sets of points that you have. So what do you get? You get a lot, in the sense of you get the position of the touch, but what is also important is you get also the size of the touch. So for a mouse pointer, you don't care about the size, because a mouse pointer is always really precise, or is one pixel. But for a touch, that's different. You can make it like that, or that, or that. So that can also have another meaning, or you can even say that if it is if it is thicker, then you could say it's a harder pressure, so that you also do something with that information of the size of your touch. So that's a little bit like described in here. So dependent on how you put your finger or what you want, it will give another result or another position, another size. But really important, again, not all hardware devices support size. For example, this one doesn't support that. So So if you want to make, for example, a drawing application, then you would only have one size. So you can't, for example, do that, and that you would have a ticker stroke, for example. So you must be aware that, for example, on this device, if I catch the events, the size is always zero on this monitor. So there are some devices that that take into account the size of your touch. this is a little bit an overview of the touch APIs that are available. Note that these touch APIs are available on the UI element, on the UI element 3D, and a content element. So practically all the controls in WPF inherit from these base classes. So these events are practically available on every control. Most of the cases you don't need all the events. Most of the cases you will catch the touch down, touch enter, touch leave, and then you have the preview events, but in most of the times you don't need it. Yeah. Wait, I'm going to see if there was something still important to say about it. Not really. Then you have some supporting classes. Yeah. What is really important is two fingers means that you have two touch devices. Yeah. So each device, or one finger, is uniquely identified. So it really gets an ID. So if you put two fingers, you get also two touch devices. Yeah. What is also important, there is a global class touch in a sense of this is a global class that gets all the coordinates of the whole application, because that's the only thing that you have in Silverlight, and they put it in there to be compatible. If you want to make software that is Silverlight compatible and WPF compatible, then most of the cases you will need to rely on the touch property. Yeah. Okay. Here, for example, if we have a window, and a border, this is the sequence of the events. Yeah. So what you see here is that, for example, the touch down and the touch up is only triggered once, and that's when the finger is have a contact and when it leaves the contact. But if you see in the nested control here, the border, that it also gets the events of touch enter, touch leave, and so on, like the other ones. You see that? So this way you know. So if you make some manipulations, or if you need to catch some events, then it's best to listen to the events touch enter and touch leave, because these are generic in the sense of that you need to rely on. That's better. Yeah. This is simply to show that they are simply API compliant. So for each mouse event, there is a touch event. Yeah. So it is a little bit analog. But of course, the data that you get, so in the event tags, is very different in the sense of here in touch event, in mouse, you know that there is only one mouse in most of the cases. In touch events, you get more data, like how many touches are there and things like that. Yeah. So in API, they are the same, and that naming convention, things like that, but the semantics is really different. So I propose to have a demo on the road touch, and I think I will do it live. Maybe you can also follow or pair program. So what we need to do, start Visual Studio. And we make a new project. And we choose for a WPF application. So we call it, for example, WPF RoadTouch. And we say OK. What do we say here? Oops. For example, we simply create a canvas. We give it a name. What is happening? Name. For example, canvas simply. And then you will see that you have several events. So the events that we have spoken. So we have touch down, touch enter, touch leave, touch move, and touch up. Yeah? So we will subscribe to some events. And we will say, for example, touch down. You also subscribe to the touch move. And to the touch up. And then don't forget to close your canvas again in XAML. Maybe I will show it a little bit bigger. So far, so good. So now, in your code behind, okay, I will close here my multi-touch Vista because it's my cursor is going crazy. Okay. Okay, and don't look. Voila. So we have here subscribed to our three events. And what we will try to do is the following. Maybe I will first show what we will do. So at the end, we will make simple application. I've already shown it, but if you have your mouse, your finger, that you simply can, that you have a bullet that follows your finger, or multiple, or three, or four, or five. And that's trying with the RoadTouch API. Yeah. So what we need to do is, first, is a little helper method that creates an ellipse for us, yeah, so that we have the surrounding around our finger. So we make a shape. And we say, for example, create shape. Wait, I will extend a little bit the font size. Is it readable? And then we say, for example, ellipse. Ellipse is new ellipse. And we give it a default width, for example, 100, and a height of 100. And ellipse.fill is brushes azure, yeah. And return ellipse. So what we are really doing is simply, so this is not even touch specific, yeah, but simply create a shape. Yeah. Okay. What we are now going to implement is a touchdown. So this is really the event when you have a touch on your screen. Yeah, when you push, when you have contact with the screen, then the touchdown event is triggered. So what we will do here is we will create our shape. Yeah. And then through the event args, you will need the coordinates of your relative to your canvas. Yeah? So you have to be aware. Yeah? So most of the cases you will make it relative to your parent UI element. Yeah? So in here, so our canvas is called here simply canvas. So what we do here is var origin, for example, we take to the event args, and there we have a method get touch point. Yeah. And there you give in the UI element that is relative to your parents. So here you simply give canvas. Now, in WPF, you have the notion, but I think it's coming in the following slide, but in WPF you have a rendered transform, yeah? And on a rendered transform you can do a translation or a rotation transform and things like that. And that's also the guidance for doing your multi-touch manipulations. It's not a good idea to, for example, through the canvas, for example, saying set left and set right. No, because then it's already dependent of your parent container, and it's also not so efficient. So it's better to use the render transform of each UI element. Yeah? So what we will need here, so on the shape itself, we have the render transform. Yeah? And here we can do a translate transform. Yeah, and there we have to do some mathematics. I simply that it is in the middle of the shape. So we have to divide it in half by 2. And also for the Y coordinate. Now, what is really important, and you will see that in practically all sample code, is in some way you need to, how do I say that? You have to associate your finger with that corresponding object that you have created. Because you want, of course, if you drag with your object, you want that object is dragged with your finger and not the other one. Yeah. So there must be a relationship between your objects and your touch device. And remember that the touch device is the same as the number of fingers. Yeah. So if you have two fingers, it's two touch devices. But you have to associate that. So what we need to do is to have on your class a dictionary that associate your touch device with your shape. So remember, the touchdown is when you enter when you begin your manipulation, your gesture. Yeah. So when you touch, you get in a touchdown event. So what you need to do is to associate that touch ID with your shape that you have created here. So what you do here is you say trails dot. So here in the event args, you see that you also have a touch device. You see, here you have all the information about your finger. And here it has a unique ID. Yeah? For example, that can be 130, and your second finger will be 131. Yeah? So what you do here is touch ID is equal to the shape. Wait, I will scroll maybe a little bit bigger.
Can you just add trails?
Sorry. Simply touch device. Yeah?
Can you just trails or add touch device shape?
Yeah, you can do that also. Yes, but add, then it will always add. Here it will override the... If it goes already, if you have already a touch device with that item, then it will override. So that's really important that you have that association between your shape and your finger. That's really what is saying this line. Next, we have to add the shape to the canvas. So we say simply add shape. So what we do here is we add the shape to the canvas, then we redraw the canvas, and here it's really to say that all the events of that touch device must be captured by the canvas. Well, let's to say that for that touch device, that all the events must be captured inside the canvas. I know it's a little bit, but you know, but we have to write it. So I think I didn't try it like that, but if we launch already that application, I thought that I would see already a circle, but that's not the case. So we have to implement the touch move also. Now in the touch move, what we need to do there is we have our points and when we are moving, so there we are simply need to update our shape. Yeah. So what we need to do is some logic in the sense of that you are sure that you are translating inside the canvas, like that you are translating inside the canvas, yeah. And here, that's really important. If you move with your two fingers, then this event will be triggered for finger one, for finger two, for finger three. Yes?
Why do you need to test for this capture? Because you captured the touch for the canvas, so every touch event goes to the canvas, so you get a touch move.
To be well, maybe indeed this would be necessary if we do that, yeah? But I think it's more safe to do it. So here we are, here we can have touch device 1, touch device 2, and things like that, but here we have to get the right shape that we have associated with our, in our touchdown event. So we, what we will do here is trails dot, E dot touch device. You see what we are doing here is getting the right shape again. And again, like before in the touchdown event, we get the coordinates. And we can really copy paste the code that is in here in the touchdown into the touch move. So here also with the new coordinates, we have to update our shape through the render transform method.
If your controls are layered, or sorry, controls, how does the application know which control you actually
Well, that's true. We will see that it's also with bubbling to the one that catch the event. And that's all for the touch move. So for the touchdown, we had to capture touch, and here we are doing release touch. Yeah. If you want to use the trick with the two mouse, then you need it. But to make it work in here, it's not necessary. Je zet dat aan het gebruiken. Nee. Dat werkt gewoon op alles. Normally. No, that was only for the.
The touch interfaces. If you don't have a native touch.
But wait, you have two mechanisms. You have the multi-touch Vista, mm-hmm. That's with the two mouses, and there you can use it everywhere in Firefox, in WPF, and things like that. And then you have another trick that's with the multi-point SDK. Yeah. If it is a WPF application, then you can inherit from the multi-touch blah 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 window, and then it generates two mouse pointers. Maybe you can put a breakpoint to see if you get into the event. I will, in the meantime, do the touch up, and then we will see that it also works here. And here what we need to do is simply canvas, children, remove trails.e.touchdevice and trails remove, so that we simply clean up our association object, touch device. So normally I think that's the only thing we need to do for making work that SAP. We try it out. Oh. There's nothing coming, so that's not good. Yeah, but normally
it's already cleaning up the shape as soon as you accept the touchdown.
But normally in that sample it's identically normally the code. that I have in here, so there must be. Here is simply that for every point you take, that it draws another color. Yeah. So what you see here in the code is in the fill. Yeah, that it takes a brush from that list. So this is the same. This is the same. This is the same. So I'm wondering what the problem is. What the difference is. Can be that that's already had problems with that. Toch niet? What's the difference, guys?
Just put a break in the switch down and you see the enter code.
Yeah. Somebody here has a touchscreen to test out? So there is a difference in the sample that we created and and the one that is already built here? Yeah, if I do F5, so probably something stupid, but in the XAML machine. Oh well. Ja, maar ik heb het ook allemaal zo. Normaal zou het dan niet mogen. Maar alle suggesties zijn welkom. Ah, shit. Ja, maar het wordt eigenlijk niet gebruikt, hè. Eraf. Okay, so I'm going to copy paste the code to see. But I don't see a difference. Then there's something, a configuration then. No. toch niks in de app. Hè. So what was it? Is it because of the background? Okay. Background is a really important property. Yeah. So the sample was working, but you need to add the background property. So one of the best practices. Yeah, I don't know what is happening, because if you don't... Does it work now for you with the background? So for you it was also the problem of the background.
We'll see. Well, now I get the events. Yes.
Ah, yeah, it's Azure. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So if you make it red or something.
Yeah, it works.
Okay. So I don't have directly an explanation for that, but
maybe the canvas without a fill, just in the border.
Yeah, that it is not a solid fill or something, maybe.
Ne?
Ja, ik zal toch maar rood pakken, want die azuur ziet er niet zo goed. Ik bedoel de... Ah, maar ja, maar je probeert met de muis.
Ah, dat kan
niet. Nee, het zijn echt touch events, hè. Nee, het moet echt, allez, vanuit een touch komen, zo gezegd.
Ik had niet een touch.